Mike Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that blessed and glorious name which is above every name, that one before whom every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and if you'll get your pencil and paper, I'll give you our mailing address, so that if you do not have a New Testament or a Bible, you can write to us, and we will be delighted to send you a free New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And that's where we're going to be studying today, is in the first book of the New Testament, the book of Matthew, chapter 4. So if you will get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to Matthew chapter 4, that's where we will begin our study today. While you're doing that, may I encourage you to get your pencil and paper and let me give to you our address. You write it down so you can write to us. We do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are such a blessing and such an encouragement to us, and we do appreciate hearing from you. And please be patient with me. I'm sorry that I can't write back to everyone, but the Lord's provided a lady that helps us with our correspondence, and we do appreciate her help, Sister Lucy, that writes letters for us to many of you. Many of you have heard from Sister Lucy. And she writes letters and lets you know when we've gotten a package in the mail to you. And we do appreciate hearing from you. Now, our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That's Bob Griggs, G-R-I-G-G-S. Bob Griggs, on the next line, you'll put capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. And our number is 825. And GPO, or G, the B, P-O box, post office box. I'm getting confused with another address. But our post office box, capital P, capital O, capital B-O-X, is 825. On the next line, you'll put our town, which is Ignacio. That's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's Ignacio, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state that we live in here in the United States. That's the state of Colorado. So Ignacio, Colorado, and then our zip code will follow that. And our zip code is 81137-0825. Again, the zip code's very important. 81137-0825. And on the last line, you will put capital U, capital S, capital A for United States of America. And you must put that on there also so that the postman will know what country to send your letter to. Many times when we write letters within our country, we do not put the name of the country. We only put the mailing address. But when you're mailing to other countries, you need to put the country name. And so we invite you to write to us, And if you would, please print your return mailing address. It's very important that we're able to read your mailing address. And that's why I ask you to carefully print your return mailing address. Sometimes we get addresses that we are unable to make out what they are, and we can't send you the request that you've asked for. So please print clearly your return mailing address. Now we're in the book of Matthew, chapter 4. You remember we're talking about the importance of God's Word and how that reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against Satan. And here in Matthew chapter 4, last time we read about the temptation that the Lord Jesus Christ endured as he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, and there he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came and tempted the Lord Jesus Christ in that time of weakness. And every time the Lord Jesus used the sword of the Spirit to fight against the devil. Now, we're right now in verse 8. Again, this is Matthew 4 and verse 8. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Now, beloved, Satan is a master deceiver, and he's a liar. And you can't believe what the devil says, because he's a liar from the beginning as well as a murderer, we're told by John in the book of John. And Satan did have and does have control of the world system at this present time. He's spoken of in Scripture as the god of this present world. There in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they gave the authority over the earth to the devil. Because of their act of obeying the devil, he became their master. They fell into sin. They came under Satan's control, and the world system came under the control of Satan. And so the Lord Jesus knew that Satan had the kingdoms of the world under his control. And so Satan said to him, I'll give you all of these if you'll fall down and worship me. And here we see a great temptation that Christ would not have to go to the cross. He would not have to die for the sins of mankind. He could become the ruler and set up his kingdom. But he would be yielding to the devil, and Satan would be over him. And thus, again, verse 10, Jesus saith unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And so again the Lord Jesus draws the sword of the Spirit, our weapon, and wields the sword of the Spirit against Satan. And verse 11 says, then the devil leaveth him. That ended the argument. God's Word is powerful, beloved, sharper than any two-edged sword. And that's the weapon that you and I need to be familiar with. That's why daily we need to get into the Word of God. We need to allow the Holy Spirit of God to open up the truth of God's Word. And we're told in the Gospel of John that the Holy Spirit is the teacher of the believer, and he will lead us into all truth and bring to our remembrance the things of God's Word that we need when we're in front of temptation and confronted with the powers of darkness and the forces of evil. That's why the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119. how important it is, verse 11, that we hide the Word of God in our heart. 11, 12, and 13, hiding the Word of God in our heart so that we might not sin against the Lord God. That's our weapon to use against sin, against temptation, against Satan, who is cunning and crafty, and against the forces of evil and the evil spirits and demons that are in the world about us. We're in a warfare, beloved, and God's Word is our weapon. Also, if you go over to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, you see again in Luke chapter 4 and verse 3, the devil said unto the Lord Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." It's the Word of God, beloved, that opens our eyes to the truth. It's the Word of God that convicts us of sin. It's the Word of God that the Spirit of God uses to draw us to the Lord Jesus Christ to accept Him as Savior. And thus, through the truth of God's Word, we are given life eternal by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is life, and accepting Him as Savior. And the Word of God is that which is powerful to open our eyes to the truth and to bring us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus answered him, verse 4, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The Lord Jesus used the Word of God on him. Again, verse 5, "The devil taketh him up into an high mountain and showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time." In just an instant of time, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. "And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee in the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou wilt worship me, all shall be thine." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And that ended that discussion. That ended that attack, the Word of God. And then verse 9, "Satan brought the Lord Jesus to Jerusalem, set him on a pinnacle of the temple, said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus answering said unto him, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Till next time, goodbye.